Hi, Elaine. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Well, I had a physical last week, and the doctor came up with, he thought I had a UTI because there were white blood cells, right?
You got it, ma'am. That's what they usually look for. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I had the same thing 2 years ago when he gave me physical, and I went through a course of antibiotics. And this time, of course, he's got some amoxicillin waiting for me at the Rite Aid. But I remembered you had a D-mannose, which seemed to go for E. coli, but here's the problem. And I'm not sure that I didn't contaminate the test in some way, because beta hemolytic streptococcal popple, is a P-O-P-Y-L in it, according to the gal who called me back, is the bacteria they isolated. And I'm wondering if D-mannose will work on that, or somebody just screwed up the test like me.
Well, D-mannose will not work on anything but the bacterium called E. period coli, or if we want the really long name, it's Escherichia coli. I didn't make that up, but somebody did.
Yeah.
But those comprise 85% to 90% of all urinary tract infections, which is why D-mannose is so effective most of the time. But you're just pointing out, quite correctly, that D-mannose does not work on that bacteria. Question is, yes, that could be a contaminant, but there's white cells in there, and usually whatever the contaminant is has been there long enough to call out the white cells rather than just being in the test itself. So you may have an infection, but let me ask you something, ma'am. Any symptoms of any infection? You know, burning with urination or having to go too often or anything like that?
No, I drink a lot of water, so I go pretty often. You know, and I'm an old lady, so to speak. But, you know, so you get up like every hour all night long. But no symptoms. Irritation on the skin area sometimes, but none of the burning or normal symptoms that one experiences with a UTI.
And no fever or anything like that?
No fever. And as I said, 2 years ago, I had the same white cells floating around, and the amoxicillin didn't make any difference.
Oh, it didn't? You had a before and after test?
Well, no. I just had the before test 2 years ago, took the amoxicillin, and complained all this. I hate taking penicillin, you know, any of that, because then I have to regrow all of my flora. So
there you go.
This time, it's been 2 years, same white cells showing up. I don't know if they're the same, but white cells showing up in the urine. So he did run a test and said it was the one I mentioned, which is hard to say. But I don't get it, because I looked that guy up, and he's usually in your tonsils or on your skin. And I thought
That's true.
I just screwed up taking the test.
Well, without any symptoms, it might be, if you want to solve that problem, advisable to just take the test again and see if the same thing's there. Now, one other question, though, ma'am. Do you work with a doctor who knows what he or she is doing with natural medicine?
Yes, I do. I get the physical once a year up here because the guy's three blocks away.
Makes sense.
But I see Dr. Russell twice a year.
Okay.
And I'm about to take the 24-hour urine test she wants me to have every year for...
Right.
Hormone.
Okay, well, the reason I ask you that, ma'am, is that when working with what I'm going to tell you about next, it's always best to have a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine on hand, just in case. And the just in case is a very, very small chance. I'll tell you what it is about. But let's get back to research done at the Mayo Clinic, no less, in the 1920s. And what they found is that no matter what the bladder infection was, why, if a person took potassium iodide, and that's not iodine now, it's potassium iodide, and it's for sale in little dropper bottles in the natural food stores, and it's a home Toma Clinic dispensary. It's for sale under the name of Bernard Solution, because Bernard Courtois actually put it together back in something like 1817, so that's to honor Bernard. Now, what they found is that drops of potassium iodide in water swallowed. How many drops? Well, depends on the size of the person, but between 12 and 15 drops every 3 to 4 hours, except while asleep. And then if you get up in the middle of the night to urinate, then you do your 12 to 15 drops, because all that iodide in the urine just left the body, and we want it in the urine. Because what's it do in the urine? Kills any germ there is. Potassium iodide does that. Don't you remember Mom putting what was called iodine? But actually, that was a lot of iodide in there, too. On cuts? Sure, because it kills any germ there is. Doesn't matter what it is. And usually, it does that within 2 or 3 days, and the infection's gone. And if you had symptoms, you could tell it was gone. Now, the reason I mentioned if you're working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine is that it is possible to be allergic to iodine. It does happen, but rarely. And you need a doc for that. It's rare. What's rare? Oh, my goodness. I've run into maybe 1 in 300 people. It's about that rare. But then I've been around since 1973 doing this. So, yeah, I do run into it rarely. Okay, the other thing is, oh, aren't we going to suppress our thyroid glands? Well, it usually takes a lot longer swallowing of potassium iodide than 3 days to do that. But I suppose it's possible. I've got some journal articles that say it takes 6 or 8 weeks. But just to check on one's thyroid, yep, doctors skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine can help you with that too.
Yeah.
So there you go, ma'am. The D-mannose is very, very good for urinary tract infections, but won't do much for this one. Potassium iodide kills them all dead. And it doesn't mess with your normal flora very much at all, because that iodide is absorbed in the upper small intestine and the stomach, but mostly the upper small intestine. So it doesn't get a chance to mess with the flora very much, and there's so much of it absorbed that the body says, I got to get rid of this stuff. And where does it get rid of it? Right into the urine, where it kills germs. Pretty cool, huh?
Very good. And I'd like to ask one question. If my husband got me some Barnard solution, because we heard you use it when you travel on air,
an airplane.
But if you're doing like 12 or 15 drops every 3 or 4 hours, how long does that little green bottle last?
Oh, quite a while. There's several hundred drops in there, ma'am.
Oh, good. So I won't worry about driving right down to get another one.
No need.
Okay.
And by the way, and my wife and I do take it just before we get on the airplane or just after we get on the airplane, and then every 4 hours while in the air, which usually means that on the longest trips, we're just taking it a couple of times. And then that's all, because there you can actually taste it, and sometimes noses will get a little runny. And what's happening is iodide likes to accumulate there too. And while it's there, any germs that come by, bye-bye germ. And so,
excellent.
Yep, there you go, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.